Yep.
How's your audio?
Good, man. How's yours?
Sounding good. Let's get this thing started.
Let's do it.
Blow things like ace. Welcome, everybody, to another George Archery podcast. Podcast number?
Corona.
Yeah.
39. Corona podcast number one.
Yeah, that's where it's at, man. How was your weekend?
It was good with all things considered. It was all right.
Well,
did get to shoot Saturday afternoon until it got dark.
Yeah, we shot till dark.
And then
I'm glad you made that last shot because, you know,
yeah.
I let you have it.
I couldn't tell if I was aiming at a tree.
Target or the woods. Yeah, it didn't matter.
It was too dark. And then Sunday hung out with the monkey and carried her back down south, and she got to ride a horse for the first time. Oh, yeah, it was a good weekend.
That's pretty cool. I shot with you on Saturday afternoon after our shoot, and then picked up targets in the dark with the flashlights. And then on Sunday, I didn't do much. I smoked a couple of butts so we can make some Brunswick stew at the house.
What stew?
It ain't made yet.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna let you slide since it ain't made.
It ain't made yet, but the barbecue is done, so... And then, trying to figure out what's going on with this, you know, virus thing, because it is ridiculous.
Yeah, dude, I don't even know that I want to go down there.
That's a hole that's unreal. But, so there were people that shot archery this weekend.
Considering there was Corona, there was still archery going on?
Yeah, there was still archery going on. Noble Fellowship had their Saturday and Sunday. They had about 20 archers. The K-40 class.
Michael Gaskey.
Yep.
With a 12 up and 6 12s.
Good shooting.
Good shooting. Clean round.
Yep. And Sambo, he had over 50 shooters at his shoot this weekend.
Was his 2 days or one?
One. Saturday.
Well, Saturday.
Yep. So,
Sambo.
Yep. And there's a few notables in open money.
David Hasty with a 190 and 3.
Yep.
Open money being unknown.
That's right. Unknown. K45 money.
Chris Champagne, maybe.
Yep.
Sorry if I boogered that one there, brother.
Uh-huh.
189 and 5.
Well,
you awake?
Yeah. The audio was looking weird to me for a minute.
Is it recording?
Yeah, it's recording.
We know that for sure.
You mean stop it and start
deet,
over?
Deet, 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 deet. Oh, okay, I'm going to take your word for it.
Tap your microphone.
Yeah. We didn't have so many...
catching the wrong thing. So, yeah. See.
Even though we're getting better at this.
We're getting better
at it. Still not professionals.
So let's go back to the crossbow class of Johnny Gutt.
212 with 9.
Yep. And a senior known.
Old Mr. Kevin Bryant with 204 and 6.
Yep. So the rattlesnake roundup was this weekend.
Dude, I had somebody send me a message talking about the last podcast where they were laughing at my whole rattlesnake. Not going to happen. Yeah, never.
Well, we didn't happen. And I did not see any scores, so I couldn't tell you how many they have.
There may not be anybody left that was there. Maybe there ain't no scores.
Northridge had 29 shooters.
Known money.
Ethan Johnson.
With a 220 and 10.
Yeah.
Good clean round, Ethan.
Known 45.
Oh, never heard of that
old fella. Balaki Reagan.
224 with 15. 15
yep.
out of 20.
Yep.
12 hit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Good shooting. Isaac.
Cooper. Cosper.
Cosper with 214.
And 11.
And then rounding out the top three in 45 was Austin Nix with a 205.
He's come a long way, man.
He's a good kid.
He's a great kid. He's come a long way.
He's doing his thing.
Him and Balaki still building strings down there?
I guess they are. I haven't heard anything. You know, they probably still playing. So, well, Ace had about 46 shooters this weekend.
It was a beautiful day out
there. It was a gorgeous day. So the notables in that was the Hunter class.
Mr. Melvin Atha with a 210 with 7 12s.
Behind him was...
I'm going to let you get that one.
Julius DeRico with a 200. You can get the next one then.
And then Mr. Benny Fennel
with a 197
and 4.
And then in the K45 class, another guy named Balaki.
Yeah, Mr. Blake
Clifton. His last name's Clifton. 26 up.
With 14-12.
14-12.
And this is only like the second or third shoot he shot all year. He very rarely shoots his bow.
He's a pretty good archer.
He's always been.
A good archer.
Blake, if you're listening to this, if you don't shoot the pro class next year, you need your head examined. Dwayne, I told him right here on national podcast about national, but
well, there's international.
Yeah, he's going international. True.
So we got some folks listening across the pond. Probably listening a little more now since they're all locked up in the houses.
Can't do nothing.
Yep.
Quarantined.
Danny Bird was behind him with a 14 up.
Good shooting, Danny B.
And then there were a 3-way tie for this score, but Ken was clean the longest.
That's how you broke the score.
That's how we broke
the score.
That's
how you broke the tie.
That's how we set them up in the
Good shooting, Zidell.
So Ken's Zidell with 10 up, 8, 12.
He's probably dancing right now. He made the podcast.
He was.
His name made the podcast. He's dancing.
But listen, he shot well.
Yeah, he did.
For a man who couldn't pick his arms up 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And he was like that for what, 6 weeks or
something? It's like ridiculous.
4 weeks.
So.
Couldn't even scratch his own bald head.
So.
Good shooting, Ken.
Then the S3DA had their 3D down in Appling.
The regional.
It was a casual start, and they ended up with about 80 shooters.
It's a pretty good turnout.
I think it was a few more that were not S3DAers, you know, because he had it open to public too. So, But I think he had 80 S3DAers down there, so that's pretty good shooting. And on Sunday, O-R-B-O.
Oh, Mr. Scott Parrott.
Yep. He had 81 shooters.
Wow.
So, and LJ went down there in the known 45 class, shot 14 up, topped the list.
Good shooting, LJ.
Yep. So, and then right behind him was
Mr. Tyler Luttrell.
10 up.
With 6 12s, and then Balaki again.
Yep, with 5 up. Now, look, isn't that weird? Like, you know, this day to that day. Now, I can tell you, because I've talked to his father and that shot with him, that they thought they were going to be slick and run early before the rain got there.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was, is it rained early.
And not later.
So they got wet. And
most everybody else
come in a little later and waited for that rain to pass over. So. That's one of the reasons. I mean, he said he shot pretty good. He just couldn't see the target with the raindrops on his lens. So,
yeah, that usually makes it a little harder.
So 5 up with raindrops is pretty good, I reckon. So, known 40 class.
Oh, Mr. Chris Caldwell with a 218 and 9, a clean round. Good shooting, Chris.
Right behind him was
Isaac Cosper again.
Yep, with 10 up.
With 9 12s.
And then old Caden Frederick.
6 up with 8 12s.
Yep. And then that old women's known 40 class.
This is getting to be a little tighter in there.
Yeah, it is. Lexi Martin. Talk about somebody don't shoot their bow bunch.
I didn't hear that.
So she's been shooting a lot more. I will give her that. But she just set the 3D bow up, really.
legitimately. I mean, just set
you,
it up.
You know, you was, you know, we saw that happen. So 16 up with 11 12s.
Smoking.
That's pretty good shooting. And that other girl behind her wasn't far behind her.
Not at all.
Has been shooting like phenomenal.
Now that one has been fun to watch the progression.
Just in what we went,
and
through.
I may have said this before in one of the previous episodes, but at one point last year she was contemplating
quitting. Totally, I'm done with archery.
I'm done.
Yep.
And now she's laying down legitimate scores.
14 up. And if y'all don't know who we were talking about, who was we talking about?
I don't know her.
Oh, yeah. We're going to leave that to a surprise. Who are we talking about?
Miss Alicia Bett.
There you go.
Good shooting, Alicia.
Alicia. And that was her personal best score, top score she's ever shot on a range.
It was a great score.
It was a great score. So, good job. And rounding out the top three was Holly Milton with 206.
With 612.
612. So, that was good shooting down there. RBO always sets a good range, always has a good time. Scott's a good guy. Sometimes.
Love him to death. Good dude.
Oh, me. And then old Rocky Creek had about 34 shooters. And there's some notables on that. And,
Justin Savage.
Yep. Six
206
up.
With a 512.
Good job. Tyler Mullis was a 212.
With 8 12s.
Yep. So good shooting there.
Danny Morse.
Yep.
204 with 412.
That's some good shooting, fellas. Senior Known, we done talked about this man. You know, he set his goals to win both of the indoor tournaments and did that.
And did it. Shooting that new Expedition.
Yep, new Expedition. He shot a 204 and 4. So good job, Steven Sapp.
Old Kerry Hall with a 196 and 2.
Yep, and then Troy right behind him. Hall.
With a 185 and 3.
And in the bow novice class, which we talked about this in the other podcast about, you don't hear, you know,
this
different
class
classes,
not
you
know, like it used
like,
to be.
Like bow novice, and you don't hear the open sea class, you know, those classes that used to have carry a bunch of folks. But that I'm glad to see that more people are in it again, because that just means more people are growing into the sport, because that's usually where they start at. So Josh Graham with 12 up. If he was shooting in our neck of the woods and won that, he would not be in Bow Novice next time.
Right.
I mean, that's the way it was.
Got to go to Hunter.
Got
to
go.
If you're going to shoot that setup,
yep.
Got to go.
So, and Alan Padgett with 196 and 3. So, congratulations, guys, on those scores. TMG, Team Grandma, did not shoot.
Did not shoot.
Yep. She said she wasn't sure. That we talked about it on the podcast, wasn't sure. And then there was a post that says, hey, we're moving targets. We're going to do it. And then I think the next thing was, well, not going to shoot. So,
and that may have had something to do with the whole corona.
I don't know if it was corona or if it was rain. I mean, they were calling for rain. It was, you know, we didn't know what it was going to do.
And it's Georgia, you don't ever know what it's going to do.
You ain't lying. Wait 5 minutes. It'll change.
Right.
If you don't like it, just wait 5 minutes. Yep.
Get in the truck. Wait.
So, that was this weekend, and they look like, you know, we had them all together. There's a lot of folks out in
some pretty good numbers. Yep. I mean, that's 96,
I don't know.
116.
You're the mathematician today.
168.
Couple of hundred.
245. 280. Call it 275 shooters.
That's, yeah, a couple of hundred folks out. Slinging arrows.
Well, and there were some, of course.
Yeah, cross.
They shot on
cross
Saturday, shot on Sunday. So call it 250.
So still did good. So, the corona didn't hold y'all back. So good job. I'm supposed to be leaving tomorrow for this major tournament.
Huh?
Yeah.
You ain't going nowhere.
I was supposed to be leaving tomorrow for a major tournament.
Not now.
No, who's shooting this weekend?
Corona.
Corona has won this. Well, the coronavirus has postponed or canceled shoots all over the place. And not for just next week, but the week after, and the week after, and the week after. Then lots of cancellations of major tournaments all over the place. So, the S3DA Indoor Nationals, canceled theirs. They put out their thing that they were going to cancel. Mm-hmm. And they're going to do a virtual tournament.
Has a date been set for that yet that you've heard?
Not for the state. Has not been set because we're still under lockdown as far as gathering people together.
Yeah, we're on a lockdown.
More than a certain amount of people together. And so we can't host. Well, I mean, I'll give you, like, Georgia doesn't have as many. Don't get me wrong. We didn't have as many. But Kentucky had 564 registered archers in S3DA.
Yeah. I mean, I understand.
So
just sucks.
I know. So they have to figure out when they can do it. And not that we have to figure out, we have to go off of theirs, but there have to be a certain time point. But we're going to try to figure out when the ban is lifted, when we can gather again. And then we'll set a date and have a place to meet and do this virtual tournament where we already have the tablets. Mm-hmm. So the S3DA can set up the tablets and do the virtual tournament, and all these scores from all the different states will go into the virtual tournament.
Right.
So I think it's a pretty cool idea that the kids still get to shoot their tournament.
Mm-hmm. It won't be in Kentucky.
It won't be in Kentucky, and
and they won't have to travel for it for the most part.
Not as far as Kentucky.
Right.
Not if they don't have to travel all out of their state. So, you know, and I hope that it works out good for them. At least they get their score in. The NFAA Indoor Nationals, which was scheduled for the same, you know, after the was canceled, and they had put forth a couple of dates to let the participants vote on it. Mm-hmm. Looks like it's going to be October.
From what I understand, that's what it's looking like.
So, you know, hey, I hate it. I hate that it's to that point. And we're not going to go there because I don't want to get started on that side of things. But
yeah,
on the bright note, from what I've looked at.
Is there a bright note?
North 40 Archery is having their two-day shoot. They're
having it.
This is the – you can read it. I'll read it.
Read it out.
All right, read it out.
Course is laid out for next weekend. Remember, it's a multiple registration shoot. You can shoot as many times as you – we will take the high score. I'm expecting some really high scores. On a scale of 1 to 10, this set is a 4 at most. So I'm assuming it's soft. Look forward to seeing everyone.
So, essentially, North 40 is supposed to be shooting
this weekend.
This weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Multiple registrations.
Yeah, so if you went through there and stunk it up.
$100 bill, you can shoot it 4 times.
Yeah, or however, whatever.
5 times, whatever the registration is.
And
they're going to take the highest
one. That's right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a cool event for him to try to do. So, hey, you go down there and just, you know. And then the money, if it's a payback thing, I mean, think about it. You paid everybody to try. Hey, what's the high score? I got to go get that. Yeah. Now, not that you're going to cheat, don't get me wrong, but because you got witnesses and other people. But now you're going to go try it because the pot keeps growing. Every time you put your $20 in,
somebody else
is going to put their $20. That's going to be a nice little chunk.
That's pretty cool.
That's a pretty little neat something. We'll see how that works out. We'll have to ask Mr. Sapp about this. Maybe we'll call him on my telephone.
Yeah, we might.
And ask him how this went.
And he said it's a 4 at most.
Yeah, so it's like an easy course.
10 being the hardest, 1 being 4, the easiest.
Yeah, so it ain't even a mediocre at middle. It's more under, so it should be
I'm calling out some people that's got to go shoot it. Blake Clifton, Blake Reagan. Daniel Baird.
Danny Baird could get in that
Danny
mix. He's been doing
Baird,
pretty good.
Ain't done. Alicia Beck.
Yep. She go down there. Well, put Lexi in the mix,
too. Lexi Martin.
Yep.
Ken
Wood could put in the senior class.
Zydell shot pretty good. Zydell's this weekend.
He's on the fire.
Several of them. That's just names that came to me. Cole Frederick.
Yeah. Come out the closet, Cole.
Tyler Hale.
Tyler could get in the mix. Oh,
Billy
Sambo.
White. Sambo.
Sambo could get in the mix, yeah.
John Chandler. Steve Pittman.
Robbie Surface.
He don't shoot no more.
Robbie Surface beat me this past weekend shooting in the dark. From the black state.
And
wait, now we both were judging. I judged my
well, sight I was judging. Tape. I didn't know the yardage to the target.
I had to judge where to set my sight tape because it was not right. when you shoot a target 5 yards off this time and 7 yards off on the other, because maybe I'm right.
Don Randolph is another one that comes to mind.
Yeah, we could, man. Y'all just need to go on down there and bombard North 40 Archery and put your money down and let's hear about these ginormous scores. Let's see if we can get a
Austin Thurman, Austin Allen.
Yeah, let's see if we can get this thing like blowed up.
Corona what?
Corona who? Corona where?
Tournament.
That's right. We just go out there. You've been locked up with the kids all week because they ain't been in school. I saw something on Sky. I just thought it was funny. It said homeschool. You know, everybody, how is it to do your homeschool? They're like, I got to have some drink, something to drink. These kids are driving me crazy. And these homeschool teachers, parents be like, hey, we've been dealing with this forever. But it was pretty funny.
Right.
So North 40 is doing their thing this weekend. And, man, y'all could blow it up. Go down there and see who can get the high score.
That's
pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's kind of exciting. I've never participated in
something like that.
Something like that.
So it's something new and different.
Something new and different.
So also on Saturday, Flint River, I guess that's down in your old neck of the hoods.
They're not shooting anymore.
I was going to say, did they cancel?
They've canceled all shoots.
So they canceled everything. After the last one, we tried to talk them up, but it just didn't work out, right?
Right.
And I did send a message out for Sunday to see, and as far as I know, Gainesville Archery Club is shooting Sunday.
You asked Jonathan, didn't
yeah,
you?
I called. I sent a message out, and he says, as far as he knew, the message was they are still shooting. So don't let you stand in the woods. Keep your 6 foot from the next person while you're scoring errors. It'd be fine. You can social distance to the target
as long as you stay 6 foot apart.
Yeah,
keep hand sanitizer.
Yeah, drink wash your water. Hands, drink water. You'd be good. Don't we do that
carry
anyway?
Some TP with you?
Ain't nobody
wait a
got
minute.
No TP.
You gotta find some TP first.
Ain't nobody got no toilet paper. But I want to talk about a couple of things before we get into the end, you know. Troy, down at Poor Boy, canceled his shoot for the April 5th shoot so that Ogeechee Bowman is doing their trail shoot. And I don't know if you've seen some pictures, but they got some 3D targets and some paper targets, 101 yards, 3 yards.
When is that?
Trail shoot, April the 5th.
Is it still on or has it been canceled?
It's still on.
Still on for
and
now.
And Troy canceled his shoot for the same weekend because he's like, hey, I want to shoot that.
I saw Tony and them guys were putting the targets together.
So as far as I know, all in all, that shoot is still on, and Troy, being a respectable guy, says, hey, I don't want to step on the one time a year we get a trail shoot in the state. I'm just going to cancel my shoot for that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the big ASA in Columbus next weekend, not this coming weekend, but the weekend after, has been canceled. And well, you know, there's never nothing scheduled on an ASA weekend because why? It's an ASA weekend. So there's been talk of some other folks doing a shoot. RBO had posted that they were talking about doing a 30-target money shoot.
This weekend?
Next weekend.
Next weekend? Yeah, the same weekend as ASA.
Same as ASA. They were going to do something for the ASA, and now they have just put out a notice that they're not doing that.
Darn.
So right this minute, I don't know who's shooting. Troy is talking about maybe, hey, go down there and see him. I don't know if that's going to work out or not. And we will know more next week. But I just wanted to mention those couple of things because the trail shoot's coming up, that kind of stuff. Also, the you know, we got stuff coming in the future. The GBAA Spring Turkey will be up soon and, you know, all the other stuff. And then we'll figure out when they're going to make up all of this stuff, which ASA has gave their date. Now it's become
first week of August.
It's third week of August. It's become the classic. So it's moved all the way. The last shoot was the classic.
Right.
And it was the first weekend in August, last weekend of You know, it's always that first, second, whatever. So 2 weeks later, they're hosting
this one, and this one will be the
classic. They're now going to be the classic because it is the last shoot.
Yeah.
So, far as I know, that's the what's going on in archery world. It's not, I mean, take the archery world out of it. It's, I mean, I know being cooped up, you might as well shoot some arrows. Talk about
it. We're still open.
Yeah, we're
here. Range is open. If you're cooped up, come on, shoot some arrows.
We're spraying down the doorknobs every hour like we're supposed to. And
Phone, credit card machine,
all that. So I sprayed the equipment down for the kids today so that they would, you know.
No just, corona here.
No.
Fingers crossed and prayers said.
I mean, you know, it's a bad thing. It's not the best thing in the world, but it's not the worst thing either.
I heard it pop.
Oh yeah, I think it was in the
headphone adapters.
But yeah, so you can find all of this information and more on our website at
GeorgiaArchery.com.
Yep, and you can be sure to like us on all of our social media: Facebook,
Instagram,
ChapSnap,
Twitter.
I got it before you got it.
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking about like social media. Should you know what we should do?
What's that?
As a whole, we should social distance ourselves from social media.
Really?
And the media in general.
Well, social media is different than...
Yes, but it's not. I mean, it's sickening, man. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
Please don't.
It's just
sick. Anyway... but you can find all this information. Someone asked me today, Walton, well, where can you find the local shoots? I said, well, I tell you what, www.georgiaarchery.com has a calendar with all of these shoots on. And if the guy...
And a map.
Yeah. And the guy who runs it, if he can keep up with all the cancellations and switch arounds and whatever, then it will be pretty up to date. But make sure if you're listening to this to... like us, follow us on your favorite podcast app.
We YouTube, they're everywhere.
Yep. So if you're on YouTube, you can like and then hit the little bell so you'll be notified when one comes. Ding. If you're following us on through most Apple phone, you know, on the Apple podcast app, then you can like us and follow us. And so it'll give you, if you're doing it on Podbeam, it'll give you, you'll see it as soon as it comes out. So, you know, Spotify, all of them have a way to
notify you.
So make sure you get a notification so that we can get you up. And
happy note.
Yeah, happy note.
Are you going to go chase thunder chickens this weekend? You got your calls ready?
I am not. I'm not chasing a chicken. I'm hopefully going to shoot a foam target somewhere.
Well, I know where you can go do it.
Yeah, they're open Saturday and Sunday, and as long as you're paying, I'll keep shooting.
I heard that idea.
So, yeah. I'm planning to try to find a place to sling some foam on Sunday. That's what I'm going to do. Now, it's sort of a 50-50 thing because you got Gainesville doing their thing and North 40 doing that fun thing. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on where the crew wants to go. Because I like to hang out with the crew, too.
Oh, yeah. You know? Absolutely.
We're gonna get us some Coronas and lime. I mean, no Corona.
Dude, if you can go get you a tick while you get the Corona, now you can get you some lime. I'm just playing.
No.
There's a
yeah, I know. There's a whole lot. If somebody follows me personally on Facebook, they probably saw my little sock picture. That was pretty.
Your meme.
My meme. That was pretty.
Stay together.
Yeah, we might become toilet paper. So, yeah, there's been some good, funny memes. We'll keep you laughing because, heck.
I mean, it's not a funny thing by no stretch of the imagination.
Sometimes if you don't laugh, you cry. Or you'll beat somebody up.
And personally, I feel like it's just being so blown out of proportion. Yeah, it's serious. Right. There's
serious.
No doubt about it. It's serious.
We're not taking nothing away from that.
I mean, we're shutting down cities and towns and businesses. And
yeah.
I mean, but how many people were sick after Lancaster?
A lot.
How about Vegas?
A good many.
And, I mean, people get sick year-round.
Yep.
I don't want to upset anybody. I know it's a serious thing.
It's a serious thing.
There's no doubt about that it's serious. I just personally feel like it's blown out of proportion.
I sit in the middle of it.
Election year.
I sit in the middle of it for two reasons. Because, yeah, we get sick all the time. But my wife at home.
I get it.
Is on the other side of that post. And so it's one of those, well, I'm trying to be careful not to bring something home to her.
I get it.
And so on that side, it's like that's the hard part.
I mean, definitely we need to take it serious, yeah. But I don't think it should be blown out of proportion at the rate that it is.
It's gone where it's gone.
And it ain't going to get any better at the second.
No, but we will have more to talk about next week. Hopefully we're talking about all those high scores come out of North 40. Talk about the shoot from Gainesville and how they did, and then that's about all this weekend.
And but if the zombie apocalypse happens between now and then, we won't be talking about nothing.
No, you crank the thing, and we'll still put out podcasts.
All right,
we'll blow smoke signals. You just got to learn how to read them.
Yeah.
Well, until next time,
I'm Big John
and I'm Robbie. We'll see you.